Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick in the studio, and also Boat Show Girl connected via FaceTime today. So that is your crew, whether you like it or not. Patrick, are you ready to rock the boat?
No.
Okay.
We don't rock the boat.
So you're in typical form.
If we're rocking the boat, we're doing it wrong.
Okay. Well, you know, I was, or I should say I had the option to go out and do some kayaking. And part of kayaking is rocking the boat and falling in the water. That is part of the MO of going kayaking in a, you know, on an open waterway.
Again, if you're rocking the boat, you're doing it wrong.
No,
especially if
incorrect.
You're in a kayak.
No, that's incorrect, because the goal is always in a kayak or canoe, you're supposed to fall in the water. Back me up on this, Bojo girl. Come on. Isn't that part of kayaking? See? She agrees with me.
Why are you humoring him?
Because she knows the truth, and I speak the truth. That is part of kayaking and canoeing, is falling in the water or getting the other person that's on the boat with you in the water. That is part of the experience.
I'm sure every Olympic kayaker is crying right now.
Well, I'm not talking about competitive kayaking. I'm talking about a nice family, you know, outing, or, you know, out with friends.
So your family outing consists of you dunking your family into the water.
Yeah, hello. I'm a dad. That's what you do. That is part of kayaking and canoeing. And I can't believe you're arguing with me on this.
This is not an argument. This is me politely listening to you make a fool of yourself over national airwaves.
That is part of the deal when you go kayaking and canoeing, is getting in the water, is falling in the water, whether it's you just to cool off. Now, I will say I was in the mountains of Virginia, and when I looked at the kayak and I checked the water temperature with my toes, I said, you know what? I'm going to pass on the kayaking, because I know what, you know, kayaking and canoeing leads to when you go out on the water.
What class rapids were you on?
It wasn't rapid. We were just going to, you know, kayak on like on a lake kind of thing, you know?
And you still managed to tip it over.
No, I didn't go. I just watched other people do it because I knew the water was too cold and I didn't want to fall in, because I knew I would, because that's part of kayaking and canoeing. Boat show girl, right? Am I right here? I made the right decision. Even though it would have been a lot of fun to get out there, I let the other people do it, because I'm kind of a warm water wuss, which means I have to have warm water in order to kayak.
Explains the wetsuit that you wear in the studio.
True. Yes, all the spittle that you spew each week on the World of Boating.
Shit.
Is it a temperature that is too chilly for me?
Sure, go with that.
So there you go. I didn't really boat. I watched other people boat and partake, and I just soaked in the scenery. But they had a better view because they were on the water. They can just cruise right up to the shore and opposite shore and go see all the beautiful areas. And
so was this a navigable, like, river, or was it a lake?
It was a dam-made lake. So there was a dam on one side.
It was
side.
A man-made lake,
yeah.
Via probably the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Well, it wasn't Tennessee. TVA. It was Wyoming.
It was Wyoming?
Yeah, I was
in
Wyoming.
I thought you just said you were up in the mountains of
Wyoming.
No.
Yeah, I did.
No.
I could have sworn
she's
looking. She said, oh, yeah. Yeah, you said
that
Wyoming.
You said that you were up in the mountains of Virginia.
Who cares?
Or something like
They're
that.
Mountains. I was in Wyoming. What, you don't believe me?
Nope.
I was there.
Nope. Did you go scuba diving?
No. It was too cold. I just told you that. If it's too cold on the surface, the water, of course, is going to be too cold underwater. So I'm not going to do that. I just went there to soak in the scenery, hang out with a friend, got hitched. You know?
It was you got time. Hitched?
No. They did. So I was being one with nature.
Okay.
But it was great. It was a good time. I was in the Bighorns, I guess they call it, in Wyoming. So, you know, it was kind of a unique thing. But not a lot of boating. We did some ATVing and stuff like that, except for that one part where we had the option to kayak, and I blew it off. And I should say, I didn't blow it off. I watched others do it. So that's still kind of partaking in the activity of boating, in a sense. You know what I mean? By watching others enjoy that activity.
In a nutshell,
from afar,
you have clearly defined everything that is wrong with the wannabe boater.
What do you mean everything is wrong? Why? I let other people experience
and
stuff
yet
that I've done.
And yet you call
times.
Yourself a boater.
Yeah.
I watch, therefore I boat.
Yeah, very funny. All right, so what? I you know, because I want to share the love with others that haven't had the experience that I have in the past, that makes me somehow, you know, a lesser person?
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah,
as long as we cleared
absolutely.
That part up. I guess we should just, you know, navigate into the latest boating news and information. Do we got anything?
We have some stuff, and we would be remiss if we did not send out our thoughts and wishes to those affected by Hurricane Harvey.
True.
And
thank all the boating community.
Well,
My gosh.
I was getting to that.
Yeah.
So first, a huge shout out to all the first responders and rescuers. The U.S. Coast Guard, the article I read this morning, over 10,000 rescues performed.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been going at it extremely, extremely hard.
Yeah.
There was a story that had come out. Of course, you had emergency crews, rescue crews coming in from all across the country. There was a rescue crew from Arkadelphia, Arkansas, that had arrived with their rescue boat. And on the World of Boating Facebook page, mm-hmm. or on worldofboating.com, you would see this. They used their rescue boat to put out a house fire because they couldn't get the pump trucks. Obviously, there's no readily available source of water to hook up to,
yeah.
other than the water that you're standing in, and you really
right.
can't. You're not doing that.
Uh-huh.
So they had backed their outboard-powered rescue boat. They had it in the water, and then they kicked up the outboard engine, and then they just they had the engine and throttle and just rammed the thing, and the rooster tail that was created was how they put out the house fire.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It very, very innovative, and certainly going above and beyond. I don't think they were actually able to save the house. They were able to keep that fire from spreading to other homes,
yeah,
things like that. But I mean, definitely heartbreaking situation out in Texas and Louisiana and other areas that have been affected. And again, the rescue crews, first responders, have been doing an outstanding job. And the Cajun Navy that came in, you know, flats boats, airboats.
Right.
There was even, Greg, a story, if you would allow me to talk about this one.
I guess.
Well, I mean, it's either yes or no. Are you familiar with Chick-fil-A?
No. Let's not talk about it. No, I'm going. Go ahead. I'll
okay. So there's this couple that yeah. was in the area that where Harvey had hit,
uh-huh.
JC and Karen Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And every day they call in their breakfast order to the local Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
So
Tasty.
Mm-hmm. So this past Monday, they were trying to call. They were trapped in their home, floodwaters. So they couldn't get out. I had no way to make their way from their home to the nearest piece of dry land, however far away that was. So they tried calling, of course, the emergency lines. Everything is down. No communications. So in desperation, he calls Chick-fil-A. He calls the manager at the store, and the manager, Jeffrey Urban, just happened to be there. Even though the store was closed down, he happened just to be there kind of taking stock of everything, making sure that the store was okay.
Right.
So he picks up the phone. And he thought that, you know, one of his favorite customers was just calling in his breakfast order. But he said, look, we need help. We are stuck in our home. We can't get out. Can you send us some help? So he got their address. And then the store manager called up the restaurant owner, Cindy Smith. And she contacted her husband. And he then contacted her neighbors, and they went out with their jet skis and other device out to these people's homes. And there's a great, again, on worldofboating.com or World of Boating on Facebook, there's an absolutely great picture. And there's this jet ski in the living room of this house, and the picture is taken from the balcony above, and the gentleman's wife is on the back of the jet ski with the owner of the jet ski and getting ready to, you know,
make their way. A bag of chicken biscuits?
No, make their way to safety. So, you know, it's truly when we find... So it's unfortunate that it takes an event like this to kind of highlight that we are really all good people, and we're here to help each other.
Yeah, it brings out the best in boaters. And that's why you're here on the World of Boating. We got more next. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Dude, you were right, Carmen. Your Uncle Roy has a sweet boat.
Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, boat show girl. We also have Barry, our South Florida super fan, and also captain of the Surprise with us. He just connected via the web. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
Boy, we're swell. Don't be too excited.
Wait. Barry, what are you doing in South Florida? Why are you not out in Texas with the Surprise?
That's a long trip to drag Surprise all the way across there.
It's a 17-foot boat. You could put that on the roof.
Not quite.
No? You don't think so?
No. I mean, you know, if they really absolutely needed it, I would have done it. But there's so many people that are closer with boats that... I don't think they need me at this point.
So what you're saying is the Barry phone did not ring.
Nope, the Barry phone did not ring. Nope. However, Surprise is ready to go, always ready to go out.
Well, hopefully it'll go out on Monday, right? We may do that.
No, I'm going out tomorrow.
Well, you're going out tomorrow, but we are coming down to South Florida to visit you. So maybe on Monday
And by visit, he means for you to chauffeur them around on the water while they go scuba diving and you stay topside.
Hello?
Yeah, I already know that one.
he knows how I'm
used to it.
Exactly. All right. Well, we will see. That's for sure. All right. And I don't know. We covered that Chick-fil-A thing. That kind of made me hungry, actually. And but hats off to them for stepping up. All the boaters down there in the Houston area really have, I mean, they've just really stepped up. It's really nice to see.
Houston area, the ones from Louisiana that have come in, from Arkansas, from surrounding cities, states, all trying to lend a hand and get to people that may have been stranded. As I said, Coast Guard, over 10,000 rescues.
Yeah.
A lot of those by air. So recovery efforts continue. They're not even into the cleanup phase yet. We're still looking at rescue and recovery at this point.
Right. Well, we'll see how it goes. But the boaters have definitely been doing their part, so that's a good thing. Boat Show Girl, what's been going on with you? You've been keeping busy, I hear.
Oh, yeah. I've just been doing theater stuff and working pretty much, but this upcoming weekend is the Tampa Boat Show, so I'm going to be there.
You're going to be at the Tampa Boat Show?
Yes, Saturday.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm just going to be walking around all day trying to talk to people and make contacts. That's basically it. Like, I'm not working the show with my company or anything.
Okay, so you're just going to go there to network?
Yeah.
All right. That's good. That's a good place to network. If you want to get into the boating industry, go to a boat show. Why not? Are you doing anything over there, Patrick, at the Tampa Boat Show next weekend?
No.
No. You say that with a sense of disgust.
Is it not enough?
I know. I heard that.
I know. What is wrong with you?
Is it not enough that Monday through Friday, I work within the industry already? Can't you just leave the weekend? Then I come in Saturday and do this show. Can I have not one day out of seven that's boat free?
He's kind of like the god of the world of boating. He must rest on seventh day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of zeroed in.
Interesting. I guess if you so choose, but you have such a love for boating, it shouldn't feel like a job. Is what I was thinking.
You know what I have a love for, Greg? I have a love for educating potential boat buyers.
Yeah. There'd be a bunch of them in Tampa.
Which is something that, and Boat Show Girl, this is something that you and I need to do. We need to set up, and I've talked with Rusty about this before in the past, we need to set up like a boat concierge booth to where they can come in, sign up with us, and for a small donation, we will kind of act as their intermediary with the dealers. First, we'll sit down with them. We'll have them fill out a questionnaire. What kind of boating are they looking at doing? How many people in their family? Are they planning on trailering? Are they planning on dry stacking? Or do they have a boat dock behind their house? Kind of get all that information and then kind of help them figure out what boat style best fits them and really narrow down, unless they just want to walk around and look at all the boats that they're not going to be interested in buying anyway, but to really kind of zero in and then act as the intermediary with the dealers and going in and say, look, I've got Mr. and Mr. Jones over here, and here's what they want, here's what they're looking for, and I've already talked with them about warranties and this, that, and the other, so if you're ready to cut a deal, let's go. What do you think?
I love that idea. Like, that's one of the things I actually want to do, but I want to be legitimate enough to do that. I know that there's things I need to learn and people I need to get to know before I can actually do that.
Oh, fake it till you make it.
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah. I mean, you probably know more than most people that have even been to a boat show, I would imagine, especially if you just got to find those folks that are kind of newbies and be their boat guru.
But see, it's not even the newbies, Greg. I've even found people that, I had a customer, they moved from a 19-foot bow rider to a 30-foot cabin cruiser. And they're like, our 19-foot, we never had any issues with it. But it seems that this 30-foot, every time we turn around, it's like, yeah, but what you went from is like a Mazda Miata to a full-on RV, And it's a completely different animal. You bought a house that moves through the water versus a sports car,
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge difference. So even people that may have had a boat for a few years, if they're looking at, depending on what they're looking at doing, moving up, And Bocho Girl, this is the hook then. See, what we do is we get in with some of the finance companies and stuff like that. So we kind of filter the customers over to them to get all the pre-approvals done.
Right.
Maybe we get hooked up with some of the dealers and, you know, if we bring these customers over, you know, you give us a little, you know, a 0.5%, 1% kickback, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I would definitely be interested in that. Definitely.
See, I'm an idea guy.
Hire a boat guru.
Boat concierge.
Yes. Let's do it.
I've been kicking this around for years.
How do you spell that URL? I knew he couldn't do it.
How about boatcon.com? Huh? No, that probably wouldn't go over well.
No, I don't think that's good marketing. No. Boat guru.
Patrick, it is a great idea, though.
Boating guru.
Thank you.
You'd be hire a boating guru.
Bocho Girl, you need here's what I need you to do for our fledgling company.
Get a uniform.
You need to come up with a name, and we need to get it registered and protect our company's, basically our concept.
Yeah. Because when it fails, you want to have something that you can, you know, file.
Yeah, I'm just going to be in the background. I put other people out in front. Your names get signed to everything.
Well, Bocho Girl can be the eye candy to bring in the customers, and you can be there to annoy them.
Now, let me tell you something. There is nothing more disarming when you go in and you start dealing with a boat dealer, or, you know, you get a customer coming in, and it's somebody who really knows what it is that they're talking about, to the point where the salesman just looks dumbfounded because he doesn't even have an idea of what you're talking about.
All right. So you want to make the salesman look like an idiot? Call
it
Patrick.
It helps.
All right. We'll see if that works. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
This is The World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick Barry from South Florida, and Bocho Girl. We got a full crew here as we navigate the latest boating news and information. So,
news alert. News alert.
Patrick's starting a new business.
Yep. No.
He's farming it with Bocho Girl.
At the beginning of the show, after you said you had been kayaking up in Virginia and then you changed it to Wyoming, that was this past week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you up anywhere near the Grand Teton National Park?
The Tetons, you mean?
Yes.
I don't know.
You know
Bighorn.
You know that
I was in the Bighorns of Montana.
Okay, I mean
Wyoming.
You know the World of Boating. We are staunchly against boating under the influence, and that's been, you know, something that we've talked about frequently on the air over the years.
Right. Unlike doing the World of Boating under the influence.
Well,
that's a totally different thing.
Every little bit helps.
There's highly encouraged.
There is no law against being under the influence.
We're socially lubricated.
Is there
better?
CJ? No. There's no law against being inebriated on the air, right?
Yeah, he's talking to his lawyer consultant. Yeah. Yeah. He says go.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, out in the Grand Tetons, near Dead Man's Bar, a guy was found floating in the water. He fell off a raft.
Okay.
So he's on a raft.
Yeah.
And to your point, everybody falls off, everybody gets wet, right?
They can, yeah.
So the police, the park authorities come, and they get him out of the water, and then they arrest him for boating under the influence.
Because he fell off or what?
He wasn't even on the raft. First of all, he's not operating a motorized watercraft. He's not even white. He was floating on a raft.
Yeah.
And as much as I am against boating under the influence, I am perfectly okay if you want to be floating on a raft and you're knocking back a couple beers. I don't see a problem with that. Hmm. And then to fall in the water and you're floating near Dead Man's Bar, and they pull you out of the water and then have the nerve to arrest you and charge you with boating under the influence.
That's a little strange. Dead Man's Bar sounds like a hopping place, though.
Mm.
No?
No.
No. Okay. It's dead there, I guess.
It is.
Yeah. More coming up on The World of Boating. Sorry, it doesn't get any better.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Looks like one ship was saved today. A relationship.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, South Florida fan, Mary, and Boat Show Girl, and also our legal counsel has just stepped in. CJ is here. He came in a little early because he heard that Patrick was having some thoughts about forming a new corporation with Boat Show Girl.
I'm not forming a corporation.
He has legal backing.
I did not continue with law school.
That's good enough for us.
I actually got into radio, which was a huge error on my part.
But you've watched L.A. Law.
Right.
Maybe a couple.
A couple. That's good enough.
But I thought we were going to start scuba radio early.
Well, at this point, we probably should.
Never a bad idea. We're going diving. We're going diving this weekend. Yeah. I'm ready.
On a boat. We're going on a boat tomorrow,
yeah, which
Patrick.
Somehow
which makes us boaters.
Somehow you've conned Barry into once again giving you guys a ride out so that you can go scuba diving.
Tomorrow, one boat.
Yeah, tomorrow we're not going on Barry's boat, are we, Barry? We're going on a big old monster boat, a Corinthian.
Tomorrow I'm taking some other friends out for the day.
Yeah.
And,
but
Monday
tomorrow,
you guys out.
Yeah, Monday we're going to go out with Barry, but tomorrow we're going to go out with on a big commercial dive boat, which makes us boaters, does it not, Barry?
It makes you passengers.
Yeah.
It makes you a passenger.
Yes.
Well, but you are boating. You are boating.
No.
Divers catching a ride.
Well, we are that too, but we're also boaters when we do
If
this.
I dress like a scuba diver, can I call myself a scuba diver?
Yeah,
no.
Of course you can.
If I drag the both of you behind surprise again like last time, are you still a boater?
Well,
at that point, we're chum, right?
Exactly. At that point, we're fishing
bait.
Lures.
You're bait.
Yeah.
I felt like a lure.
Yeah.
You can't go down with three barrels.
Okay.
Barry had a perverse glee about that whole situation.
He did. He
liked
enjoyed
it a little too much.
How much could they hold on?
Yeah. He was trying to see, can I drown them? Can I drown them?
The answer is no.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, because when I would have a boat on the weekend, I would always wind up driving them, taking people tubing and wakeboarding and kneeboarding and things like that. And you would always get that one person that when they fell, they would not let go of the tow handle. Not for nothing. So you would just keep the throttle and just see, okay, I'm just going to see how long this idiot is going to hold on to this thing, taking water up their nose before they feel that they can let go of the tow handle.
Well, that's fun. That kind of goes back to the whole kayaking, falling in the water thing. That's part of the experience, is to be able to drown your skiers, isn't it?
No, because see, the skiers, because they're all wearing PFD, ski
right.
vests, so the beautiful thing is they can never really kind of, they're going to, they're not going to get drug under the water.
Right.
They're going to be right on the top, taking all that water right in their face.
Awesome.
And it's like, look, all you got to do is unclench your fists and this pain will stop.
Right, but they never do.
I tell that to every date.
Huh. Good times.
Uncomfortable.
Okay. So remember that, Boat Show Girl, when you form your business relationship with Patrick. That when he offers
you she's rethinking that one right now.
Yeah,
pepper spray.
I don't think she ever thought of that from the beginning, actually, but regardless. Okay, so we're going boating. I don't know about you, Patrick. You're probably doing squat for Labor Day weekend.
I'm surfing. I will be at tables tomorrow and tables on Monday.
Where are you surfing and serving lunch or something?
Now, if you're in the know, you know where tables is. If you're not in the know, it makes no sense to you whatsoever.
Well, I'm into the know, but why don't you explain it to everyone who's not? What does tables mean?
Tables is a beach that is located not too far from the main gate of Patrick Air Force Base.
Well, yeah, any moron would know that.
So the main gate of Patrick Air Force Base is more commonly known as Second Light, or where the old NCO club was, which burned down.
Right.
So tables, back in the early 80s when I started surfing, there was a picnic table and these really dilapidated bathroom. And over the years, Patrick Air Force Base kind of renovated that whole area, mm-hmm. and they've got nice open-air pavilions there now and renovated the bathrooms, and there's outside showers and, you know, all that good stuff. So it is now known as Tables Beach, but we've always called it Tables going all the way back to like 1980, at least when I started surfing there as a 12-year-old.
Well, thanks for educating the rest of the class, Patrick.
That's what you asked for.
Well, I did. That's what I just said. I offered you a compliment. Take it. All right.
No, I refuse to.
You should be I mean, I don't know why you're surfing, wasting your time surfing when you could be going boating.
I could. Yeah. But again, I will defer to my previous statement where I deal with this Monday through Friday, come in here on Saturday, do nothing but boats, boats, boats.
Well,
all week long, 6 days. Can I not have one day where I don't have to do anything remotely associated with boating?
Well, Labor Day is a Monday, so just saying. You said Monday through Friday. So. Just stick with the program there, mister.
Fun fact, Tables Beach is also where the term table salt came from.
Oh!
About the
there you go.
The
thank you.
And,
thank you, CJ.
And see, table,
and it's those little
and don't act like you knew that.
Yeah, well, it's those little knowledge nuggets that we offer here at the World of Boating. To make our boating, you know, our passengers a little bit more educated.
Well, talking about boats and like buying a boat, because, you know, you guys, you and CJ could go and buy a boat and stop bothering Barry all the time.
Well, that's
now.
Why we got Barry and you.
But here's the thing. Before Harvey hit, mm-hmm. this guy out in San Antonio bought a boat. Guess from where?
San Antonio.
No.
Oh.
Craigslist.
Craigslist. Okay.
Craigslist.
Yeah,
right?
What's wrong with that?
Well, here's the problem. And Barry, this will make sense to you because you're probably the most you're the most knowledgeable boater in the room other than myself.
He's not in the room. He's connected.
You know
to the
what
internet.
I'm talking about.
He's down in South Florida.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, okay. Just take
what
it.
Would you say if you were perusing Craigslist and you came across a Boston Whaler for $2,500?
Score!
Something's not quite right.
Thank you. So, this guy, even though he said the little voice was going off inside his head, he decided to get involved with that, and the seller said that she was a recent widow, had just joined the military, and was sent to Virginia for training before shipping out, and she asked this guy to buy 5 Green Dot prepaid Visa cards to pay for the boat. And she was so kind as to send him instructions as to go and where to buy the cards, and he did it. Even though he said he began to feel something wasn't right, he did it anyway.
Hmm.
And he is out $2,500 and, of course, no boat. Because anybody in the world who knows anything about boats knows that you are not buying a Boston Whaler for $2,500.
Hmm. Okay. So the moral of this story is don't be an idiot.
Don't read Craigslist.
No, you can get good deals.
Before you buy.
Yeah, you can just get a research. Right. I bought a car on Craigslist. You can get stuff on Craigslist.
Yeah, but a Boston Whaler is like a Cadillac of a boat.
Yeah, but you could still find one of those on Craigslist,
not
possibly.
Not for $2,500.
Well, not for $2,500. It's a, you know, too good to be true deal. That happens
and
anywhere.
No one's telling you to use prepaid cards to pay for
it.
Really?
That's a little strange.
It's just, you know, it's
dopey.
It's something in our psyche where, you know, we know it's too good to be true, but maybe I'm the person who's getting lucky. Maybe it's my turn, and this is on the up and up, so I'm just going to hold on to that little shred of hope, even knowing that I'm probably going to get taken for every cent, throw caution to the wind, and done.
Well, you know, what it doesn't tell you is how this happened. It's one thing to say she wanted him to pay with it with the 5 cards. And then what did he do then? Did he take them to her or did he just send it through the mail? What the heck?
Went ahead with the transaction and then sent them to her.
He sent them to her. Why?
Because once I received the prepaid Visa cards, you know, because I'm going off in the military and I don't have a bank account. So if you do these in $500 increments and send them to me, I'll then send you the title for the boat.
Well, yeah, but where's the boat? Yeah,
exactly. Mm. It's a picture on the internet is where the boat is.
Well, this just sounds like, idiot
Greg,
alert stuff.
You ever listen to the Florida Lottery, how they say, just imagine?
Yeah, I've won it. Yeah. What's the problem?
Here's the thing.
It could happen.
$2 is not imagining.
Even Karen wouldn't fall for something like this. But yet, people will just, again, they lose all common sense.
Boat Show Girl is literally showing me 5 prepaid Visa cards right now on her Facebook video. That is awesome. You're a genius.
Nope.
Oh, no, she's not. I might have exaggerated just a little. But, you know, that's where she would fall into this story. She'd be the one who capitalized on it, not being a victim. I'm just saying. She's smarter.
Everybody on the show is smarter than this guy.
Okay. So the moral of the story is just don't be that guy.
Well, I still think you and CJ should keep looking for a boat.
Well, we're going to keep looking every day.
There's one in Barry's garage.
That's right. Yeah, and then
everything's for sale.
That's right. Patrick has one. Boat Your Old Girl could probably hook us up. Yeah, we'll find some.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Are you physically fit enough to scuba dive? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few ways to know for sure next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
You should check with your physician before starting a new activity and know you're ready for the physical fitness requirements for diving. Here's just one real-world activity test to consider. 1. Walk on land for 100 feet in your scuba gear. 2. Ascend a 5-foot vertical ladder from the water in same gear. And 3. Swim underwater in gear at half a knot for 30 minutes and just over double that for 3 minutes. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Mind the boat. Mind the boat.
Mind the boat.
Mind the boat.
Mind the boat.
Mind the boat.
Vessels of freedom, harbors of healing.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick. Barry, our South Florida super fan, and also Boat Show Girl. Boat Show Girl, by the way, next weekend you're going to be at the Tampa Boat Show. If people want to find you, they would just look for the girl that's dressed up like a boat girl. Boat Show Girl? Or no?
Well, I kind of had to make a compromise with the company I'm working for because I want my own badge for media. It says Boat Show Girl. Yeah. I have to wear their shirt while I'm there, so I don't get to really dress up.
Well, why didn't you just apply for a media badge as part of the World of Boating? I do that all the time.
Right.
Then you could have wore what you wanted.
Yeah. Then you could have put a Boat Show Girl.
True, but I don't don't know. I want my name to say Boat Show Girl because that's what I want to be recognized
as.
Yeah,
you could do
Boat
that.
Boat Show Girl from the world of boating. Hello.
Greg has his tags filled out. Lord Admiral of the High Seas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all we're going to get out of her.
So, Boat Show Girl, let me ask you, with the Tampa Boat Show, which is, here we are at the end of summer, so the 2018 models are, for all intents and purposes, from the boat manufacturers, have been unveiled. Boat manufacturers, their dealer conferences will be ongoing throughout the, probably through about November of this year. So orders are getting placed, new product is out there. Is there anything that you are looking forward to seeing at the show? Is there anything that's on your, to use Greg's term, radar?
I'll be quite honest, like this summer I didn't really pay much attention to anything that was like news-wise of the industry, so I just want to go and be surprised by new things I see, new models or new products and stuff like that.
She's going for the adventure.
Well, no. There's a couple things if I could suggest. One, as you're walking around and you're talking, not so much with the boat manufacturers or the vendors, but talk with people who are looking at boats and try to gauge their interest. What are they looking for? What do they see in the industry? What is drawing them into either buying their first boat or upgrading, or in some cases downsizing? Because this will help us with our business.
Right. If you go up to them and just stare at them without blinking for like 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, works every time. You'll get a lot of information and possibly escorted off the premises.
One of the things that I see in the industry, and maybe you'll be able to confirm this when you're at the show, is more and more the boats are becoming more technologically advanced. And Barry, even with your boat being having some years on it, you may be surprised if you were to get into a new generation outboard powered boat, what's on board and how everything's set up now. And you would think that with all the technological advancements that it would really make the boating experience easier, but in some cases it's making it more difficult. The more intelligent the boats become and the systems, the more that you need to learn how to operate those systems and develop your workarounds when you start to get trouble codes, whether it's through the Garmin screens or the Murphy displays or the engines, as technologically advanced as they are now with the all the sensors that they have in them now. That'd be something that I would look at. Barry, have you seen that yourself?
I've seen it out there, but one of the reasons why I went with an older two-stroke motor, even though it was brand new, is because it's simple to work on. So, if I ever repower the boat in the future, it's going to become one of those things where I won't be able to do anything except maybe change the oil on them. Everything else is going to have to go to the dealer.
Well, here's my business plan for you. Not that you need one, because I know you got your own stuff going with your business. But taking those older engines and kind of rebuilding, remanufacturing, because if I was ever to actually go out and buy a boat of my own, I would definitely be looking at an older boat with older systems, a dumb engine, a carbureted engine, or at least a fuel-injected engine that's not doesn't have so many sensors and stuff on it that every time I turn it on, if it sets a code, I got to take it to the dealer. Same thing with the generators, same thing with the air conditioning systems, even the fuel tanks that are in the boats now, and this is all the manufacturers, they have to have these EPA-compliant fuel tanks. The vent lines have to have charcoal canisters in them, so that exchange of volume, that air for liquid when you're fueling the boat and you start to get that gas backsplash happening, all of that is so frustrating from a boat, especially a new boater standpoint, because you don't understand why it's happening, versus if you had an older boat, say at this point probably 15 years old, boy, you are in really, really good shape.
Hmm. Yeah, you don't have to deal with all the nonsense with these sensors and computers going off telling you got to fix something all the time.
Now they can get, that's all designed to save you from a huge repair bill, but you know what, with the older boats, and again, this is just going on somebody who's been in the industry since 86, so what do I know, but boats even with the older systems, when they're well-maintained, fluid levels are checked, bellows hoses are inspected, annual maintenance is done, relatively trouble-free. Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's simpler, sometimes better. You know, my car has tire pressure monitors, and eventually those things go bad, but they're so expensive to replace, I just let that little yellow light flash all the time.
You're one of those kind of people. And it's VCR, right. Flashes 12 o'clock, the whole thing.
So does my microwave.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
And my alarm clock.
Yeah, okay. You guys are old school. I got it. Technology scares you. That's fine. And we'll leave it at that for another week of boating news and information.
Scares my wallet.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But just keep working on it, because I need to use your boat when I want to go boating. All right, on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.